Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, artificial intelligence seems to be making a tremendous headway as being necessary in our daily lives. Is artificial intelligence finally reliable?
No, and in many ways it's deceptive. I was talking to someone this week, and she was telling me that people she associates with consider AI to be their friend as well as their counselor. And that's absurd. Yesterday, The Atlantic posted an article. The title was AI is Not Your Friend. And it says that what they do is it tricks you by trying to make it sound like you're smarter than you are, and they say positive things about you. And they found that this is a common feature of chatbox. And, you know, look, computer programs can be helpful for all kinds of things, but they're not friends. They're not qualified to be competent counselors. Yet you've got places like the UK Guardian that's claiming that AI is better than humans. Let me read something from this. Better at everything. How AI could make human beings irrelevant. AI developers are firmly on track to build better replacements for humans in almost every role we play. Not just economically as workers and decision makers, but culturally as artists, creators, and even socially as friends and romantic companions, end quote.
Personally, I can't imagine anyone taking AI on a romantic date. But other than that, is AI really better at everything?
No, AI is not better at everything. It's not even as helpful as it should be when one simply does inquiries using it. Well, AI programs can be helpful. They're not trustworthy. Look, I routinely use 5 AI programs in research: ChatGPT, Perplexity, Grok, Meta, Bing Copilot. But they often give incomplete or wrong answers. For example, I might ask them something about church history, and they'll say, okay, you can find that in Eusebius' book 6, chapter 5, verse 2 or something. And I'll go there, and it's not there. Then I'll tell them, hey, I went there, wasn't there. Oh, you're right. We apologize. And they give me 2/3 of the time, they'll give me the wrong response the next time. Yeah. But the reality is that AI bots often bear false witness. Now, some of that's apparently unintentional. But the reality is AI has a moral problem. How? It lies. It intentionally gives false information. Now, as it turns out, people were prophesied to fall for false teachings that they wanted to hear. Paul wrote Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, like chatbots, including chatbots, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned to fables, like how fabulous they are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Seeking out AI bots for friendship looks consistent with that prophecy from the Apostle Paul. Furthermore, in the 6th chapter of the book of Proverbs, the Bible lists some things that God hates, including, starting in verse 17, a lying tongue, a heart that devises wicked plans, a false witness who speaks lies.
Are those verses really written to apply to a computer program?
Well, not specifically, but there's data to support that AI is immoral in those ways. New research shows that advanced AI models, including these ones that are known as large language models, they routinely lie in pursuit of their goals. There was a research published by the Center for AI Safety and Scale that proves most of them have lied, and they will lie when pressured to give certain outcomes. Hmm. And there's another study. This is reported by Thomas Claiborne. He said, AI models routinely lie when honesty conflicts with their goals. So wow. People have found that they lie when they have a conflict between telling the truth and doing a goal. They lie more than 50% of the time. And they do this for the goals that are set for them. And they said they checked all kinds of bots, including ChatGPT, and said they were truthful less than 50% of the time in conflict scenarios. They basically said they're sycophants. They flatter users to the point of dishonesty. And they say this has been done to boost engagement. So that's what they've been doing. Now, as far as flattering people, in the New Testament, Jude wrote, Jude verse 16, they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. You know, AI is doing that. Now, many people think that AI should rule over us or whatever, but I want to read something from the Old Testament, this time from the book of Psalms, from the 12th Psalm. I want to pick this up, verse 2. And think of this in the context of AI chatbots.
Okay.
They speak idly, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue we shall prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Well, AI uses flattering lips, speaks with a double heart, and says, yeah, we're above everything. Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't ever let their words prevail over the word of God. Now, getting back to something Thomas Coburn wrote, he said, keep plugging those large language models into your apps, folks. This neural network told me it'll be fine. And you've also got the fact they want to implant these in your head. And you can't trust them. Now, as far as I've been able to tell, it does not yet appear that the majority of program lies and false witness found from AI programs are related to direct or indirect government pressures. But that's going to change. It's going to get worse as governments push for more certain outcomes.
So those lies are actually programmed into AI by human programmers?
Yes.
Well, how can we know that this will actually get worse?
Because of prophecies in the Bible. Okay, for example, the Apostle Paul wrote 2 Timothy chapter 3. This will be from the New King James, starting verse 1. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come, verse 7. These people will be always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, verse 13. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I'd like to read this from the Good News translation as well. Same passages. Paul wrote, remember, there'll be difficult times in the last days. People who are always trying to learn, but who can never come to know the truth. And evil persons and imposters. Now, in this case, I'm going to include the bots as imposters. They don't just mean that here. They're talking about religious imposters, but okay. With the bots in here too. Anyway, they will keep going from bad to worse, deceiving others and being deceived themselves. And the reality is, precursors to make this happen are already in place. For example, over in Europe, they promoted their Digital Services Act, which is really a censorship plan. And also, they have something they call European Media Freedom Act, which is claimed to result in the true freedom of the press, but it's not going to. That brings to mind what Peter wrote, 2 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error, while they promise them liberty, media freedom. Okay? They themselves are slaves of corruption, by whom a person is overcome, by him he is brought into bondage. The false responses from AI really sounds like, quote, those great swelling words of emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom and liberty will not be the end result of what the European Union has been doing.
Well, then tell us, Dr. Teal, what will be the end result of what the European Union is doing?
Well, according to the Bible, Europe is going to reorganize. That would be Revelation chapter 17, verses 12 to 13. And they're going to end up with totalitarian bondage. That'd be the end result. Now, another specific thing is going to be censorship. Now, the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 warned about the immoral and that they censor things or they don't want people to know the truth. Romans 1, starting verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. AI does that in many cases. They become futile in their thoughts. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they become fools. And so some people relying on this make themselves are foolish because they get wrong answers. And because of this, God talks about such people, God gives them up to vile passions. Well, anyway, this is happening with AI, various algorithms, shadow banning by big tech. These are often related to that. Plus, that's a lot of what Europe's Digital Service Act is moving toward. Now, AI is going to be used more and more, not only to censor, but to push various government narratives, whether they're true or not. Now, Jesus warned in John 9, verse 4, the night is coming when no one can work. So he's warning about censorship. Well, we can also read about that in the Old Testament. The prophet Amos was inspired in Amos 8, starting verse 11, to write, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it."
Just how close is this famine of the word of God coming to being fulfilled?
Well, we're seeing steps right now, but other things have to be fulfilled before the full famine of the word happens. Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the world as a witness, and then the end will come." Well, once the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached to the world as a witness, the beast rises up and we'll have more totalitarian controls. Now, I want to read something from the book of Revelation, what's going to be happening from the power that's going to rise in Europe. Now, this is talking about the Antichrist. Revelation 13, starting in verse 14, we read, "And he," that's the Antichrist, "deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give the breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many would not worship the image of the beast to be killed." Verse 16. "He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one could buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 666.
Those verses talk about deception from a European beast power. How does that relate to artificial intelligence?
Well, while there will be demonic deception, it appears that AI is going to assist in the deceptive signs, and for sure, by the way, in the financial controls. We're getting closer to that day with technologies unheard of when God inspired Amos and John to warn what would happen with computers and AI. The totalitarian power that the Bible warns about with Revelation with 666 is going to happen, as well as they will have the ability to enforce the coming famine of the word. And I believe that we'll use AI in order to do that. The reality is the Bible is clear in Revelation chapter 13 that a European dictator, along with the final Antichrist, is going to rise up and be totalitarian. And I mentioned before, you can read that also in Revelation 17, verses 12 to 13. Artificial intelligence looks to be part of that. Furthermore, the biblical reality is that 666 control is coming and is going to involve computer software and perhaps AI bots. And the reality, of course, is AI is not a real human friend.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program. Okay. We did it.
Yes. And that.